The following is a true story of an April Fool's prank that was done by Brissy and his grandma. This occurred back in 2021. Enjoy!
The story begins on Thursday, April 1st, 2021. April Fool's Day. I was in Grandma's house because I decided that on Wednesday night I would go since I was on spring break. I thought that would be a good idea anyway because I hate Wednesdays regardless, so I thought I would go. I stayed there until Friday when I went back home. On this day Dad had gone to work and I had gotten up a few hours later. I said, "Today will be a lot of fun, it's April Fool's Day. I think we should pull a prank on Dad." Grandma says,
"That's a great idea. I think it would be funny. But what should we do? I know. When he comes back home from work at 2 o'clock, we'll tell him he got a call saying that he'll be getting his car license back. When he goes through his phone and realizes that it wasn't true, he'll probably go crazy over it."
I love the idea. I think it'll be funny. He's been waiting years and years to get it back ever since he was busted for being a dumbass for being drunk on the road. But it is his own fault, he shouldn't have been doing that in the first place. Anyway, what else do you want to do today?
Well, I was thinking we could go to the cemetery today so I could see my mom and dad. Then I think we'll go to Mayor and look for some stuff. I need to get some groceries. Maybe we might find something cool as well, like a bowling set. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, it will be. That way we could go bowl in the house, that'll be good for us, especially when it's cold and we want to do something. And I might as well go with you. I mean, there's not much else to do because of how cold and shitty it is outside today.
Alright. I'm gonna go up and get dressed, and while I'm on that I'll get some comfy clothes you can wear.
Okay, you do that. I was on the couch, I was having my drink of some milk, and I was listening to some old-time Columbus, Ohio TV commercials from the first decade of the 2000s. A few minutes later, I put on my clothes on, put on my coat because it was going to be cold and snowy, and then we left.
A few hours have passed. After visiting the cemetery and going to Mijia to grocery shop and look for some stuff, Brycey and his grandma come home with their groceries and cool stuff, and even some Arby's food and a milkshake. One of the cool stuff was a bowling set and a rocket that was a nerve rocket. They come home and they start eating their food, waiting for Dad to come home to start the prank on him.
How was your roast beef sandwich?
It's great. How's your food?
It's pretty good.
I think it's gonna be hilarious when we pull this April Fool's prank on Dad today. He won't even know what hit him. We definitely got to have this on video.
Of course it will be funny. And I'll definitely record this one.
And so, I was eating my sandwich. I had on a YouTube video and Grandma was done with her sandwich. Later on, Dad gets out of the car and comes in the house.
Holy shit, it's cold.
I know.
Dad goes to the living room and he notices there is a bowling set.
You guys going bowling?
Not yet, we just got it at Meijer.
That's cool. This house is a mess. You got stuff everywhere.
I know. Hey, you know what I wanted to tell you? You wouldn't believe who called. It's Jason. It's regarding your license, and he said you have it and he needs to talk to you ASAP. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's your attorney. Did he call you?
No, I didn't get nothing.
April Fools.
Oh shit. Bryce, damn it. Why did you do that to me?
I could tell by the sounding of his voice that he had been tricked. I said, because it's April Fool's Day, duh. Don't you know what the date is? And besides, we all thought it would be funny. Ha ha ha!
Why you little shit? I'm gonna bust ya!
And so then once I was done eating, he was coming to get me, and we were roughhousing because that's just what we do. Grandma gave me the video she took of what we did. Then while I was drinking my milkshake, we were talking about what we were doing today. Both of us were laughing at what we had done. The only thing I said is we should've done something different. We didn't really plan out who would be starting it off with the funny joke, because I don't know where when he came in the house, Grandma just started saying it. That was the only bad thing, but at least we did it. The story ends with me going upstairs, and then later on I wanted to go bowling, so Grandma and I got the bowling set and we went bowling for a little bit, and then we were flying my Zoom M disc launcher that I still have. The end.